You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
August 1961, a beautiful day. Mum was busy sewing on her bed and listening to the radio. She loved the old home service renamed Radio 4. "It keeps you informed about everything," she would say. "It is serious. It deals with serious situations." A Sunday morning's pleasure since we stopped going to church. We were not allowed to listen to pop music, bluebeat or calypso, not on a Sunday. Listening to the news, Woman's Hour and Desert Island Disc suited her sensibility, morose, serious and stern. There was a loud knock on the front door upstairs. Dad went to answer. It was Mr. Benjamin, all dressed up in his Sunday best. "Howdy, sir," he greeted my father. "I was just passing, so I just come to say hello to Mrs. Charles and the children." Dad didn't look at Mr. Benjamin, who was clutching his hat and a small box of chocolate and his Bible. "Yes, sir, I was just passing by." I was behind the door, and Dad said, "Go and call your mother." He looked irritated. I rushed downstairs while Dad invited Mr. Benjamin into the sitting room, which Mum called her drawing room. I knew Dad would be ignoring him as he picked out some notes on the piano. In the basement bedroom, Mum lifted herself reluctantly from the bed and radio program and started to make herself what she would call presentable. She was a beauty, no matter what she wore. Then she put on her hat and walked towards the stairs. "It's Mr. Benjamin. Come to visit," I said. Mum chooped and walked upstairs. And I followed, leaving the boys watching television. My two younger brothers pretended and preferred to watch television, especially the commercials. Mum entered the drawing room with a charming smile. "Mr. Benjamin, it is so good of you to visit. I trust all your family are well. You too, Mr. Benjamin. Are you having good health?" Mr. Benjamin beamed under her greetings. I was just passing, so I dropped by to say howdy." "Very kind of you, Mr. Benjamin." She noticed his Bible. "I hope the church service was warming to your heart." "Oh, yes. And I brought a little something for you and the children." "How kind of you, Mr. Benjamin. You must save your money, not just spend it. Oh, so generous." Dad played the scales softly on the piano. "Oh, it's nothing. I wish it was more." "Nonsense. You're the most generous man." "How are Martha and her cousin?" "I trust no further problems," said Mum.
"I told them your verdict, and they have accepted. Martha said there has been no further problem."
"Good," said Mum. "Two wrongs never make a right, Mr. Benjamin. Will you be staying for lunch?" She expected him to refuse. Mr. Benjamin shuffled his feet and looked at Dad, who was frowning.
I have to be getting along. They're expecting me at home."
He stands and makes his way towards the door. Mum follows him out into the hallway to the front door. Thank you for the chocolates, she smiles. He nodded and quickly puts on his hat and exits. Mum closes the door softly and brings the box of chocolates into the drawing room.
Here, you children, eat this, but not up here. I don't want chocolate marks on the furniture.
Dad plays the piano loudly.
Camden Town,
Holborn,
Regent's Park,
West Hampstead,
Gospel Oak, Swiss Cottage,
Kentish Town,
Bloomsbury, Highgate,
St Pancras,
Covent Garden, King's Cross,
Somers Town,
Fortune Green, Camden Community Radio.